Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
What we have been doing here tonight, just want to, in that context, first read Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. This is a command from the Lord himself. It does not mean, does not matter whatever context you're surrounded by, you focus first on the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Say, yea, Lord. Okay. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So that's what we have been doing tonight. And just want you to know that as we are worshiping the Lord, certain things are happening. Anointings are being quickened. And the mode of the protective shield that you're building over yourself, over your families, over the city. And it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Say, he is God. Well, and all of this has deep depth of meaning that he is king. He is awesome. He is mighty, and so let him be the first imprint on your heart. You're worshiping the Lord. He is awesome. He rules the galaxies. He rules every, his eyes on every creature. So that's the focus now. And your context then changes. You get in the spirit of victory because it's not so much self-made. It is from the context of the awesome God. And say, awesome God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So he is the Lord, our shepherd. Say, he is the Lord, my shepherd. I shall not lack for anything. Me and my family. Me and my church. Me and my nation. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So that's what we have been doing. And the watch has a slightly different context and a way of expression that we do, that we have more ability to get into the depth of praise and thanksgiving. That as you get refreshed in the Spirit, you'll find that you want to hang out with him. And you want to hang out with the people who like to hang out with him. So you are among a corporate body. And this corporate body at this time, I want to remind you, we still have a few more days of making up our 40 days of corporate fasting. Say corporate fasting. So there is an individual fasting, that God always honors prayer, and he honors prayer and fasting. So that is both from the Bible, and when you are concentrating certain things before the Lord, you add fasting from time to time. It is not so much, you're not compelled to do it, but it is recommended. And when God's people do it together, and that's why the church, the watch, has been on a fast for several days now, and we got a few more days left. February 14th or 13th is when we end this corporate fast. So join. For those online watching us, let us know you are setting aside this time. And remember that this fast you can do for 3-4 days or whatever you have. You can drink water, or you can do a Daniel fast where you eat vegetables and beans and salad and all of that, but you don't eat meat. So that's a Daniel fast. You should not eating any meat. Or you can do juicing for several days. But in different ways, you are focusing on really concentrated thanksgiving, worship, and just the context of your strength is strength. Your prayers is strengthened. I mean, 100-fold, and especially when you are with a number of people, it is like 1,000-fold. It's like a nuclear weapon with the Church of Jesus Christ. It's like an atomic bomb going off where the power of the glory of the Lord is being enforced over the context of whatever things that you are focusing, we as a body and you as an individual or family are focusing on. And we want to agree, continue to agree with your prayer needs. So make sure also that you are writing that down. And those online, please let us know to pray for certain things, and we do. And especially every Friday night, we are in praise and worship, and we hold all those prayer requests. You'll find that some of our intercessors from time, hold it up, Keila, there it is. See, those are all the prayer needs that people have written down. We hold them close to our hearts, and all through the night, we are interceding for every family, for every prayer request, in the context of concentrated worship, praise, fasting, and prayer. You understand? And I mean, the wall is breached. Any opposition, the Lord will break open things for you to get victory. Say victory.
Victory.
So tell your neighbor, you are in the process of getting victory. Tell your other neighbor, breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
All right? Yeah. Put your hand on your heart. Say breakthrough season.
Breakthrough.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe that something God wants to you to be even more strengthened in the spirit, more zapped in the glory, more in the spirit of victory. Whatever is happening outside, we have to maintain that and enforce it. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. It is into his gates, so we are coming into his presence. For the Lord is good. Say, he's good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. All righty. So we, in that then, I want to first, if you have a shofar, join with me. We're going to blow the shofar. Again, this charges the atmosphere with the name of the Lord, with the glory of the presence, with the King of Glory. Let the King of Glory come in. All right? Amen. So whoever is with, they have their shofar? Yeah, I see other shofars. Amen. Give the Lord a big shout. And as the angels hear the sound of the shofar, it's like they are released, they are loose, fighting and battling. Now, in that then, I want to take you to a verse in the Bible that, and again, want to let you know that Since last night, there have been 5 shootings in our area, in the Charlotte area, Fort Mill, and 2 have been killed and 3 hurt in the shootings. 1 was a child. And when you see this, I don't want you to say, oh my, I mean, we sympathize, but God wants, I want to address you as warriors of the King of Glory, that you are prayer warriors, and nope, these are our battle then. Of course, we pray for each of these people, their families, and we pray for those who are getting healed and restored under medical care. But our greater commissioning from the Lord is to realize that behind it, the apostolic teaching tells us, and the apostle tells us in Ephesians, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. So you are most effective. I remember one of my fun movies that I remember is called from the. It's a scene from Josie Wales, way back. Great Clint Eastwood movie. Came out, I think, in the late 70s, something like that. And with that being attacked, Josie Wales has to get on a horse. And they think he's riding out, but he is going to come on his horse. And his good friend, the Indian chief, says, they're all questioning, why is he riding out? He says he's most effective on his horse. He will charge with guns blazing, but he has to be in that way. So you are most effective as a prayer warrior. You are most effective as you praise and worship the Lord and help change the atmosphere. You carry the anointing. You carry the power. You carry the name of Jesus. And you need to be like, okay, let me loose. I am going to break open the heavenlies and let the angels of glory come over my city. And spirit of violence, you are not going to rule in my city. Back off. In the name of Jesus, all spirits of addiction and murder and hate and anything that's creating this violence, we take authority over it and bind you back. Amen? So in a little while, we'll get back into praise. But we come in the way that we are most effective. And that's how you're most effective. God wants to use you in this hour to battle through and defend our cities, our nation, and see, in fact, that the enemy is defeated and the name of Jesus is glorified. And every soul that needs to be saved before the coming of the Lord, we are out there actively evangelizing, winning souls, breaking open in the heavenlies any opposition to the glory of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Declare his name and see that every family is saved. Amen? So it is in that. So I wanted to read a Bible verse. Well, I want to read a portion of the chapter in Nehemiah chapter 4. It says, excuse me. So, Nehemiah 4, they're being threatened. Nehemiah is restoring the city, help restore the walls, restoring Jerusalem. Say restoration. And that is one of the things that we are seeing in the process. First in the natural, then in the spiritual, remember. And it's good that we repeat something, and repeat something, until it gets way down, and you are walking in the spirit of revelation. That, like the name of Jesus, is revealed unto you. You don't just say, you know, he is the Lord of glory. He is my Savior. He is the eternal Savior, and I'm going to be worshiping all throughout the eternity. So, in that then, let me read Nehemiah 4. So we built, and this is all the families, all the people, men and women, families. So we built the wall, and all of it was joined together to half its height, for the people had a heart and a mind to work. See that the people have a heart to do these things. But when Sambala, Tobiah, and the Arabians, Ammonites, Ashdodites, and all termites, whatever, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were going up and the breaches were being closed, they were being repaired, they were very angry. So these represent the enemy forces. And they all plotted together against the people of God. But because of them, because of the enemy, what they are trying to do, we made our prayer to our God and set a watch against them day and night. So this is one of the foundational, way back 25 years ago when we started watching and praying in this city, over this city, and in this region. It says, this was one of the scriptures that came from the glory for us, saying, These are part of your instruction manual. And we set a watch against them day and night. And the leaders of Judah said the strength of the burden bearers is weakening and that it's much rubbish. We're not able to work on the wall. And our enemies said they will not know or see us till we come into their midst and kill them and stop the work. So I set, verse 13, so I set armed men behind the wall in places where it was least protected. I even thus used the people as families with their swords, spears, and bows. I looked them over and rose up and said to the nobles and officials and the other people, do not be afraid of the enemy. Earnestly remember the Lord and imprint him on your minds. This is from the Amplified Bible. Great and awesome and terrible is the Lord. And take from him, the Lord, courage to fight for your brethren, to fight for your sons, your daughters, your wives, your homes. So this is the task. And verse 18, and every builder had his sword girded by his side, and so worked. And he who sounded the trumpet was at my side. And I said to the nobles and officials, the rest of the people, the work is great and scattered. We are separate on the wall, one far from another. In whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. Our God will fight for us. Say, my God is fighting for me. My God is fighting for my family. My God is fighting for my church. My God is fighting for us. Amen. That's the word of God. So, as we see some of these activities, realize we are watchmen. Say, I'm a watchman. That's part of your scriptural description as you become a Christian. Few people teach that aspect. And you are commissioned to be a watchman. Jesus himself said, watch and pray. So, I'm a watchman. I mean, watchmen have their eyes open. Watchmen have their spiritual eyes open. So they will be conscious more than the regular people. But God will give you insight, spiritual insight. And so we are activated. Until the coming of the Lord, we are asked, come, worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Put an umbrella of spiritual glory and protection over your city, over your neighborhood, over your family. And so we faithfully are showing up to watch and pray and worship and sing. And I'm so proud. I so appreciate each of you guys on the worship team. By the way, we miss Frank Marino and so honor him and his faithfulness all those years. But I felt either it was when we had a trip to Louisiana or sometime, and I told the Lord, I just heard Frank, and he is up there, and he is with us, and he is in the God's eternal watch, and I felt him worshiping, and it was just suddenly out of nowhere. I knew it was from the glory. The Lord was giving me a word about that. Anyway, so praise God. So this is part of the context in which I want us tonight. I've got a few more instructions, and then I'll let you, let's go on to go into more worship and praise and more intercession. But how many of you, by the way, how many of you saw the State of the Union address? Quite a bit of you, yeah. I was so inspired and blessed. I prayed for the families who had lost their loved ones. that were there, and just they were so wonderful and nice. So an interview with them, but then the president pointed out if you didn't get teary eyed, how many of you kind of got tears in your eyes when you saw and heard about their stories? One of the final human stories was this double amputee from North Korea. His name is Ji Seung Ho, and he escaped North Korea. They were starving, and to get a little bit of coal so that he could sell the coal to get little food for him and his brothers and sisters, went to the railroad place where he could steal some, literally, I don't know whether you could call it steal, he was starving. And yet he was so faint with starvation that he fainted right there, and the train ran over his legs. That's how he lost his, horrible. And he lost both his legs. I mean, for us, it just doesn't make sense that, because we have been so blessed that here is someone starving. This is the fruit of communism and statism and socialism. But people, somehow there's a demonic thing that makes, like a weird demonic thing that people think socialism and communism is something good. It's one of the most evil things that we have had to battle. And I'm addressing it in the realm of the spirit. Everything I'm saying is, as a spiritual leader and someone who has been trained for many years in battling and in spiritual warfare, that there are some principles. But this shows what the demonic spirit, if communism takes over, this is part of the result. And so this man is lost both his legs, but on his two crutches, he made his way across the border into China. And then on his crutches, he went to that's the north of China. He, with his on crutches, made his way all the way to South China, and then across the border into Laos, and then into Thailand, and then somehow he found transportation to go to South Korea. So he lives in Korea, but I think he was invited by our government as a guest of honor. And the president, President Trump, points at him and tells his story briefly. And when that, and he just wanted to honor him and let him stand, and he stood on his artificial legs and held up those crutches. And it makes you cry that here is human dignity. And Pastor Bonnie and I have had a, I can't talk much about it, but when we have gone to Korea, and then we have a lot of people who watch our online messages who know English also from South Korea. But several of our books have been translated. Many of our books have been translated in Korean. But we have met with several people who are refugees, pastors, who are now, and part of it is they send our material across into North Korea. So a lot of our material is in the North Korea. And it just made me say, we are going to keep on interceding and praying for the nations, praying for North Korea and the people who are suffering, because there are thousands and thousands of Christians. And one of the first questions that secret police in Korea ask people is, are you a Christian or something? And they hate the Bible. I mean, you could see the warfare. And so as we are warriors in the glory, as we worship and praise and sing, something is happening. Our prayers are released. Our praise is released across the nation, not only our region, but across the nations. And we are supposed to have a large heart, heart that's commissioned. And by the way, I was really moved by that little kid from Redding, California, who felt, that's like sovereignly the Lord told him to honor the veterans, and he went and put a flag on the graves of every veteran that I think within his context of living. The other story that just, oh man, talk about something, and this is, Bonnie is from New Mexico, and not far, she lived in Grants, but not far from Albuquerque, and there was a story about this policeman. Did you see him? That the president recognized him, and he I think he's just 27 years old, in Albuquerque Police Department. And he came across a lady who was completely addicted and didn't want help, refused any help. But she was pregnant. She was shooting herself, with heroin. And the man wanted to help her, and he said, I don't want. She needed help and prayer. I hope that she gets delivered from the horrible addiction. But she said, she was pregnant, and she said, I want someone to take care of my baby. And the policeman reached, and he said something about that. At that time, he heard the Lord, the God literally spoke to him and says, I have brought you here so you can take care of that baby. And he showed the pregnant addict his family picture and said, if it's okay with you, we'll be happy to adopt and take care of your baby. And so here is the State of the Union message. Millions across America are watching. And he points, and there the policeman stands up with his wife, Rebecca. And she's holding that little baby. You could see that she had been feeding the baby just before the president recognized it. And that baby was right there. And it was a living testimony of care. And I believe that family is a Christian family. And to care in that way was, I feel like, I could just feel the Holy Spirit all over that. And in that, then one of the things I want to mention tonight, because we always, that one of the things that he did mention again, he's mentioned it over and over, the president, that it has been our honor, the honor of the United States to be among really the first of the most the powerful nation that is there standing with Israel and recognizing Jerusalem. So as in the context of this fast, this is a theme that I want us to ride that wave of glory and blessing for our families, for our church, our nation, you will really, from the Word of God, that the Lord tells us, and we are guided above all by the Word of God. Remember that we emphasize the name of Jesus and worshiping, praising Him, and then we exalt and so appreciate and honor the Word of God. The Word guides our value system. And the thing is, it is important for you and I be faithful and affirm and don't back off and don't slack off. Because the moment we as Christians slack off, the value system changes in the nation and nations. One of our neighbors, I love Canada. We've been there, ministered many times in Canada. We were part of Bonnie would go, or I would go and be invited to speak, especially the Toronto revival at the Toronto Airport Church, and it was a Toronto blessing. And in those years, the heavy, I mean, there was like the conference would be 4,000, 5,000. I remember one night, John Arnott had asked me way ahead. But one of those nights, we watched all night. I led a watch that started at 10 o'clock with the service ending, the first service. And the second service was the watch. From 10 o'clock at night, we worshiped the Lord and honored Him and blessed Canada and the United States and other nations. But we took communion at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we had a watch for Toronto and for Canada years ago that was, they requested I lead it because we were pioneering and releasing the word of the watching and prayer across our nation and the nations. But so it is precious. But I was so, it's not a criticism, but it's just I wouldn't even call it a warning, but a thing to affirm for us, we better make a stand. And if we stay silent or we don't consistently worship and praise and call on His name to be a covering over our nation, this last few weeks, there was an official thing from the government that they were taking applications for some kind of program for youth workers to work in the government-sponsored programs at, I think, in the summer times. But I may be wrong about the months and all that. I wish I just printed that story. But the one proviso was that people could all apply and all that, but the one they could only apply if they agreed that they are all for the standards that Canadian government recognized, and they have to affirm they believe in abortion and the right of women to abort. Basically, in my language, they put it sometimes in a diplomatic way that they are pro-choice or something. But that was a requirement. You couldn't get any kind of compensation. And a lot of this work was charity work. So the most suitable were people who are believers and Christians. But they were the first thing they would do is count out the Christians who believe in moral standards. The same, I won't go into details, but as you look at the things in England, it's the same thing happening, that disdain the church. So it is important for us to affirm the worship, praise, and keep the atmosphere over our nation. Just think, London and England was one of the big places of revival being sent to the world. I mean, John Wesley and the Welsh revival over and over. It's awesome. The first Bible in English. All of people laid down their lives to proclaim the name of Jesus. So, anyway, we're going to affirm, and then this watch focus tonight is that it says in Isaiah 62, verse 1, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. That is the Bible. Say it's the Bible. Amen. Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. We have heard this before, but we're going to declare it again as we are at the beginning stage of 2018, as we are fasting this fast. We are saying, we are blessing, praying for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord, and we thank you for your promise. May they prosper who love you, Jerusalem. We love Jerusalem, and we bless Israel, and we thank you, Lord, that you are showing the sign and the wonder is already its most amazing kind of economic boost we have gotten. The stock market is just zooming. There is the lowest unemployment in not only 70, I think now in some ways it is for 42 years that there is the jobless. People are, there are signs, if you will see, at Home Depot, other places, workers needed. I mean, it's like you can see the economy is busting loose. There were about 200 plus corporations are bringing back billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for reinvesting in this nation. We need to catch the wave. See, you see that and say, something is happening. And we are saying, Lord, we claim America for the great awakening, that every soul, every family. How many of you have members, even if they may be distant, who need to come to Jesus? Raise your hand. See, I mean, we need revival in most of our families. We need people, the Lord, the Spirit of God, to come. And I will know, if you will look at the history of revivals, it is amazing, the visitation. It wasn't, and I've done that. I've done Campus Crusade myself. Okay, I was so filled with the Spirit and so zapped. I joined Campus Crusade and went hundreds of homes knocking. Do you know Jesus? Do you know the four spiritual laws? It was awesome. I'm glad I did it. But the Lord so sovereignly fills cities and the whole nation with His Spirit that, I mean, people will get visitation. You don't have to tell them to come to Jesus. They are ready. They are right to come to Jesus. So we want that awakening. Part of that, then, the prosperity God gives is spiritual prosperity. As we bless Israel, we will be blessed. There was a... I'm just excited tonight, sorry. But there is a scripture. We owe so much to Israel. Our Bible came from the Jewish prophets and apostles. The whole Word of God, we owe it to them. The patriarchs, the prophets, and talking about the patriarchs, I feel the fire. This week has just been like the Lord is ready to move over our nation. And when I saw the stories of the State of the Union, I said, God is alive. Something is awesome is happening. And I want to catch the wave. We're going to release the wave over our families, the blessing, the prosperity. Raise your hands. Say, I'm catching that wave. Tell your neighbor, I'm catching that wave. Praise God. May all of us, yes. And so the Lord started talking to me, giving me some revelation about the patriarchs. I said, you owe it to the patriarchs. We owe a debt of gratitude to the Jewish people, to the Israelis, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, on and on. And then he says, and I'll give you the key to success, the patriarch said. Said, what is the key? And he took me to Genesis 39. Just look for a moment. It's just fun. You'll find what was the secret of the patriarch? What is the secret of Joseph, who is one of the greatest heroes? Because, through revelation, his connection, I mean, he became an awesome source of blessing and salvation. So it says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, chapter 39, Genesis 39. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. So on one natural realm, he's a slave. But look at verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He was a successful man. And you would, kind of, it makes you, hey, wait a minute, Lord. He's a slave. Where the Lord is concerned, you haven't seen anything yet. The spirit of success is with him. Nothing is going to keep him down. Raise your hand. Say, nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to keep me down, keep my family down, keep my church down, keep my nation down. You know why? Because the Lord is with us. Say, the Lord is with me. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is with you. Say, the Lord is with us. That was the secret to success. As we are in the embryonic stage of this year, as we are beginning, I want to say and do the things, and we're going to keep in this watching and praying and worshiping. And don't miss anything. I mean, keep it plugged in. And the moment we back off, the dark things will try to breach our walls. And so we need the togetherness. We need the corporate worship. We need to be the guys who are disciples, you who are love the Lord and love the Spirit and love the stuff. How many of you are excited when you see a stage 4 cancer healed instantly? And the next week the doctor goes and says, there is no stage cancer here. We have seen it here over and over. It's a result of the consistent worship, praise, thanks, and the prayer that has gone up. I'll tell you. Again, look at verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hands. All right? Because the Lord is with whatever he touched, prospered. So, look, and I don't have time to look at all the verses, but look at verse 21. And the verse before him says, and he was there in prison, now from being a slave. Right now he's in prison. Well, it's a long story, but anyway. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever he did, that did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look at anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Say, the Lord is with me. As I bless Israel. As I bless my family. As I bless my nation. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with us. In 2018 and the coming days, the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Raise your hand. Just thank Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. The Lord is with us. Glory to God. I want the worship team to come. And if you don't mind, Michael, lead us in the songs of Israel, Jerusalem. We bless Israel tonight. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we remember your promise, Lord, that as we pray for Jerusalem, as we bless Israel, may they prosper who love you. Say, the spirit of prosperity is over me, over my church, over my family, over my nation. Hallelujah. I want you to come up here and we're going to sing. Glory to God. Yes. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Praise God. Amen. What are we going to sing, Michael?
Baruch Haba.
Oh, yeah. Let's sing songs of Israel. Yeah. Bonnie, and if anybody else, we want to blow the shofar as we bless Israel.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Javda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.